Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net, where I teach beginners the skills that they need to get their first software development job building Windows and web apps at the world's best companies as quickly as possible. In this lesson, I want to show you how to build the most simple Visual Basic application possible, a Hello World application. It will simply display the message Hello World in a console window. So I'm not going to attempt to explain much in this lesson at all. However, you will get a feel for the workflow, in other words, how to create a new project, where to type the code, how to test the project that you created, and so on. So for now, just try to follow along and don't worry if something doesn't make sense immediately. Over the next few lessons, we're going to dissect this tiny little example, turn it inside out, and I'll explain every line of code that we wrote, why we wrote it, and what was going on underneath the hood while we wrote it. Okay, so I'm going to assume that you already installed the most recent version of Visual Studio Express or greater, and you're asking the question, what next? So this is the very next step that you should take. So the very first thing I'm going to do, as we left off in the previous lesson, I opened up Visual Studio. I'm actually going to close it because there's a shortcut that I want you to add to the Windows taskbar here on the desktop. So I'm going to go to the start page. In fact, I'm going to go to the little arrow in Windows 8.1 so that I can see all the apps. And I'm going to scroll over and find Visual Studio Express 2013 for desktop. I'm going to right-click it and then select Pin to Taskbar. Now when I return to the Windows desktop by pressing the Windows key on my keyboard, you'll see that there's a little icon on our taskbar, and it'll be easy to launch it from there from this point on. All right, so that's the first little shortcut. So the first thing that we're going to need to do is create a new project. And there's several different ways to do this. The technique I'm going to use first is to go to the File menu and select New Project. And the New Project dialog will appear. And this will allow you to choose templates as a starting point for creating your project, your application. And you'll want to make sure on the left-hand side to select the Visual Basic templates, since we're working in Visual Basic for this series. And then in the center, we want to select console application. And then I want to go to the name and change that from its default, which will be something like console application 1 or 2, if you've already built an application. We're just going to call this Hello World. Follow the capitalization, capital H, capital W, no spaces. And then click the OK button in the lower right-hand corner of the dialog. And it'll take a moment to set up this project. And it will create a new project based on the template that we selected. And you'll come to understand what a project template is and what it provides for you throughout the remainder of this course. But for now, let's keep moving forward. So after Visual Studio has finished creating a new project based on the template we selected, you'll see that the module1.vb is loaded in the main area. It's a little tab with the file name, and it allows us to have multiple files open at the same time and allows us to select different tabs in what's now this blue area because we only have one file currently open. And below that, in the code editor, you'll see in line number 1, module1, end module. Now, in your edition of Visual Studio, your copy, you probably won't see the line numbers. You probably won't see the font sizes that I've selected. That's because when I logged in to Visual Studio in the previous lesson, it copied my preferred settings. And I'll show you where we can change those in the next lesson or the one after that. So don't be alarmed by that. This helps you see what I'm doing on screen. And I'll show you how to make those changes in your version of Visual Studio as well in just a little bit. But for now, what we want to do is position our mouse cursor between the sub main and the end sub, because this is where we're going to begin typing code. In fact, I'm going to hit the Enter key on my keyboard a couple of times. You'll note by default, Visual Studio puts our mouse cursor kind of at a tab as an indentation inside of the opening sub main and the closing end sub. And what we want to do here is begin typing the word console. So C-O-N-S-O. And notice that there's this little window that pops up below where we're typing. It's called IntelliSense. Don't let that distract you for now. Later, this is going to become our best friend. But for now, just ignore it and focus on typing the following code between this opening sub and closing end sub. So console.write, capital L in line, open parentheses, open double quotes, hello world, and you can put a space between those two. Now notice that Visual Studio already added for us the closing double quotes and the closing parentheses, and I can just retype those if I want to, or I can use the arrows on my keyboard to move to the end of the line, or I can use the end key on the keyboard to move to the end of the line, whichever technique you prefer. And then I'm going to hit the enter key on my keyboard and type in console.readline and then an opening parenthesis, and Visual Studio automatically inserts the closing parenthesis for me. That's all I'm going to do. So now what I want to do is see the results of the code that I've actually written. And now before I do that, I want you to inspect the code to make sure that what you typed looks exactly like what I've typed here on screen. Now, fortunately, Visual Basic is very forgiving, in so much that if you don't type the code exactly correctly, in some cases, the Visual Studio IDE and Visual Basic will correct the problem for you. And in other cases, the mistake is overlooked completely. So for example, if you forgot to capitalize the C in console or the letter W or L in WriteLine, your code will still operate. For this reason, some people believe that Visual Basic is more beginner-friendly than, say, C-sharp or JavaScript, which require exact capitalization in order to work correctly. All right, so this is important. Before I actually attempt to run the application, if you see any blue squiggly lines beneath what you typed, then you did something wrong. Take a moment to carefully inspect your work before proceeding onward. Pause the video if you must, but make sure what you have on your screen is exactly what I have on my screen. All right, so the first thing I want to do now is I'm going to save all my work by clicking the little Save All button on the toolbar. And then the next thing I want to do is actually run the application. I'm going to click this little Start button. It's the word Start next to a little green arrow. And this will allow me to execute the application and see it running. And it's a little anticlimactic, admittedly. If we did everything correctly, you should see a Windows command window open up and your Hello World message displaying. And if you did that, you got that far, great. That's all we wanted to accomplish in this lesson. Now, it's possible that you ran into an error or two. So let me anticipate two problems that you may have had, and let me suggest some ways that you can correct them. All right, so if you see a message that there were build errors, then it's probably because you typed the code incorrectly or you put the code in a spot where it didn't belong, okay? So when you see there were build errors, would you like to continue and run the last successful build? Choose the No button. And when you do, an error list will appear at the bottom of the Visual Studio IDE. And this will give you clues as to what exactly went wrong. Now, the quickest remedy is to take a close look at what you typed and where you typed it and see how your code deviates from the code that I wrote a little bit earlier. And so I just wanted to give you a couple of possible error messages and their remedies. So if you see this message that I have on screen here, that a declaration was expected, it might mean that you typed the code in the wrong place. As you'll learn, you have to write the code inside the correct code block. Different commands belong in different types of code blocks. And we'll discuss what a code block is in an upcoming lesson. But for now, to remedy this problem, all you need to do is just select that code with your mouse. So hold down the mouse cursor, drag it to make a selected region around those two lines of code, hit Control X to cut those lines, and make sure that the code that you paste back into the Visual Studio IDE is between the sub main and the end sub, like so, okay? Now when you run the application, it should work correctly. Great. If you see that there were build errors and you get the message in the errors list that says hello is not declared, it might be inaccessible due to its protection level, or something about a comma or a parenthesis or a valid expression continuation was expected. Well, this is a little bit trickier. As I look at this code and I see those blue squiggly lines, that's my first signal that the code that I wrote is not going to actually run. That Visual Studio detected a problem when it was parsing out the syntax that I typed in. So in this case, the words hello and world have to be surrounded by double quotation marks. So to remedy this, I'm going to put one double quotation mark near the H in hello and one near the D in world. All right? The reason is because we want those two words to literally be written to the screen. And so we use double quotation marks to denote that those words represent a string literal. So we literally want that string, a string literal, printed to screen. We'll talk about strings and about string literals later in these lessons, but for now, just apply the double quotes around hello world, and that should remedy the issue. Now, hopefully, those are the only two issues that you really could possibly run into. If you run into something else, by all means, ask me a question. I'll try to help you get started on the right foot here. But I want to emphasize that preciseness is the key. So let's go ahead and recap what we did in this lesson. Assuming that you got this to work, you're well on your way to building applications. As you may have learned while typing out this little example, writing Visual Basic Code is an exercise in preciseness. Now, fortunately, as you saw, the IDE is going to help you write code correctly. Or at the very least, it's going to show you with that blue little squiggly line what you did wrong. So it'll point you in the right direction. So in the next lesson, we're going to focus on the syntax of Visual Basic. What did we write? Why did we write it? If preciseness is required, then you're going to need some explanation as to what those little words and symbols mean that we typed in. What's the period for? What's console mean? And things of that nature. So this is really easy once you get a few of the basics under your belt, and we'll start that process in the next lesson. We'll see you there. Thank you.